Hi, folks, and thank you for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Courtney Bjorlin, news editor on the site. As the recession rages on, companies are looking to get more out of their number one and most expensive resource, their people. Many companies are turning to innovative uses of workforce management software, which has established itself as key even outside of the call center. In part one of this two-part podcast on workforce management software, we'll introduce the software, some trends in adoption during this recession, and some interesting use cases. Our guides will be Steve Goldman and Don Giffels. Steve and Don are managing partners at Workforce Insight, a leading provider of strategic workforce management consulting and implementation services. It's based in Denver, Colorado.
I'm Steve Goldman, and I'm one of the managing partners at Workforce Insight. And with me is Don Giffels, the other managing partner. And Workforce Insight is a strategic workforce management consulting company. So we focus on helping companies get the most value from their investments in timekeeping software, scheduling software, labor analytics, attendance, and leave management products. And so we'll go and help them often before they're even talking to software companies and really helping them define their business cases, what are their requirements, and lead them through a vendor selection and then be part of the implementation and making sure they get the most value.
All right, so why don't we start off? I'm sort of just want to give our listeners an overview of what workforce management software actually does.
So typically, in the past, it's been based on timekeeping, collecting punches and paying people accurately. And now it's really morphing to a much more holistic approach to really looking at the whole workforce as an investment in labor and how do you get the most return from it. So the products out there today certainly collect punches and pay people right, but now it's really trying to match the fluctuating business volumes in whatever industry to the workforce, making sure they're staffed appropriately with the right people at the right place at the right time. And there's certainly all different components that are added to that based on the vertical. So a lot of cases, they'll have attendance policies. You know, if you're late three times, you get a disciplinary notice. So all those types of things are now being automated as well.
Very interesting. So that's some of the things that companies are using this software for outside of just managing the call center.
Correct. Yeah. Maybe a good way to look at this is by vertical. In the case of healthcare, with nursing shortages continuing and increased need for contract and agency staff and increased overtime usage, there's a lot of value in better aligning labor with patient volume and patient need. You could say the same thing for manufacturing where, again, it goes beyond just tracking in and out transactions and capturing when people worked, but figuring out what did they do during the day? What parts did they make? Where did they potentially have quality issues? And how do they better ensure that they have the right people working on the right part of their operations to improve efficiency as well as improve quality? The shift we've talked about is really kind of moving from a fundamental way of looking at workforce management, traditional time tracking processes as a way to reduce cost, to now looking at it to how can it help us meet our strategic objectives. In the case of retail, how do we improve conversion and drive additional revenue? In the case of healthcare, how do we reduce patient risk and improve patient safety and quality? So it's become, it really can address both sides, cost containment as well as improving quality and on the revenue side of the business.
So what trends have you folks seen in adoption during this recession?
Well, so I think certainly it starts with any project now needs more hard dollar justification, and there's more levels of approval for a project. So in the past, maybe an individual department could move forward with a project on their own. Now there's really a lot of scrutiny. We're also seeing the companies are deploying the software slower and more cautiously. In the past, they might just say, all right, this is the rollout, and we're going live with all the employees on so-and-so date. And now they're really taking it in bite-sized chunks and saying, all right, we're going to go to this department first or this location first, and thus, defraying some of the cost or being a little more cautious about it. We're also seeing companies are, they're not making as many big capital expenditures, but they are willing to invest in improving the existing applications that they have, making sure that, they're driving all the value out of what they've already bought. Well, it's just really if a lot of, you know, there are a lot of companies that own and have deployed automated workforce management systems, but maybe they only deployed part of it. You know, it's very rare that a company takes advantage of all the functionality that exists. So now they're going back and saying, all right, we bought this software already. What else can we do? What other departments can we do? What other functionality can we turn on? So they don't have to buy more software, but they can still keep getting more value.
Interesting. Is there types of functionality that you see your customers turning on? You know, any sort of consistency in that?
Many customers are going past traditional time and labor tracking to more complex scheduling tool sets, as well as providing more of a dashboard analytical view to say, you know, hey, if my target is to reduce overtime by X percentage, how well am I delivering upon that objective in close to real time, so that managers aren't trying to figure out, you know, after a pay period's complete, after they've blown their labor budget, you know, hey, what could I have done different? You know, giving them the tools and empowering them to make better decisions is where we're really seeing the shift.
So what are some examples you're seeing of advanced uses of leading workforce management solutions?
Well, I think there's a lot of good stories, certainly in the retail space, where retailers are taking so much information to really define what their workforce should look like. So we have a retail client who took traffic data. So that's the number of shoppers that walk into the door. They're not buyers yet, they're shoppers. They took their point of sale data, so all their transactions, and even within that, you know, did they use a check to pay for it, or did they use a credit card, or did they use cash? Because each one takes a little bit different amount of time. They included all their tasks that the corporate office sent to them, all their special events. They have a Midnight Madness sale, whatever it might be, and all their truck deliveries, too. And they put all that together to really define what the workload should be. And so from that, they actually increased their customer conversion. So that's the percentage of shoppers that became actual buyers. So in this case, they had 25% of their shoppers became buyers. They increased that by 1.5%. It doesn't sound like that much, but so if 25 people became buyers originally, they got it up to 26.5%, and that was an astonishing $150 million in added revenue. And they didn't increase their payroll. They just got their payroll to the right places. They got their best sellers on the floor at their highest peak times.
Thank you for listening to part one of this podcast. Please tune in to part two, and please continue to turn to searchsap.com for all your SAP.